Hey there, so let's talk about your product launch, okay, and how to get it to a seven-figure product launch. And this applies if you're trying to launch an e-commerce product, if you're trying to launch a SaaS, software as a service package. Maybe you're trying to launch a course, maybe you're trying to launch a coaching program, some kind of offer that you're pretty excited about, and you want to get it up to that seven-figure product launch target. Now, there are some common mistakes that you want to avoid. And the reason why this is particularly important for you is sometimes one of the ways to make sure you can actually hit your goal is to be very intentional about what you avoid doing. And this is a lesson that I got from the great Charlie Munger. And a lot of people have, talked about this lesson. And it's what Charlie called the method of inversion. So you invert everything, it's kind of like saying, if I wanna go to Paris or if I wanna go to London, I first begin by identifying all the directions or all the planes that would lead me away from London, right? And I say, okay, I know those are the wrong directions. So now it kind of narrows it down where it's like none of these other planes or directions say specifically London. Something might be saying like Frankfurt or Lisbon or something. But I know for sure it's not this other plane over here that says Dubai, which is kind of like taking me away from. And so as long as I get on the London, I mean on the Lisbon or the Frankfurt plane, I know that I should eventually kind of arrive somewhere closer to my intended destination. And so that's really, the idea behind it. And I think this really applies, especially when it comes to launching your product, because what makes product launches so off the mark in a lot of cases is that product launches are just not very intentional about what they are doing. And that actually leads us into the first mistake that you really want to avoid if you want to go for that seven-figure product launch. So this is you're selling a me-too product. I remember doing e-commerce, drop shipping, that kind of thing, where I kind of got some of my early experiences marketing. And part of the temptation in drop shipping and e-commerce is let's just find what everybody else is selling and sell that. Now, this works if it's a hot product, if it's something that the market really wants. But chances are that product might have sold really quickly and then the market got tired of it. Now, if you catch it when it's popping, all power to you. Like that's a good strategy. Like you can legitimately make good headway with that. But be careful of just jumping in with a me too product. Same thing applies in like info products. If you're selling a course and all it is just a rehash of what everybody else has said, it might be enough to get you to like a six-figure product launch, but maybe after the 100K mark, the market catches on like, oh, this guy just rehashed what these other people said in their courses. And people are gonna be writing about this online on like YouTube forums, online groups. The word is gonna spread, and that's gonna keep you from getting to that seven figures with your product launch. So make sure that it's not just a me too product. Avoid that mistake at all costs. The second mistake, and this ties in to your product, but now it's different. It's the offer, okay? The second mistake here is you're not incorporating elements of risk reversal. Like you really want to have highly intentional deeply involved risk reversal in your product offer. And this applies, think about it, like if you're in the SaaS space and you're selling a software as a service. And, you know, I've seen a lot of products where they kind of want you to jump in and start paying right away. Like they won't even let you use the product unless you put in your credit card. And, you know, some probably even just say like they want you to pay like upfront and things like that. Now, that might be good enough to kind of get a launch going, but it might drag you back from that seven-figure product launch. Like you might not be able to get there just because the first people to jump in are usually early adopters. And you might only have a finite amount of those people that are super excited. They probably know your brand already. They know like, okay, this is a productivity software as a service. I use them for my, you know, team management or whatever. And these people kind of know you already. You have a reputation with them. And so they kind of make it easy for you because they jump in right away when you launch. You say, hey, we have this plan or we have this new product. Would you like to try it? And they're willing to pull out their credit cards and buy. But the minute you start trying to scale that launch campaign, and you're reaching people that maybe don't even know about you, your campaign is likely just going to fizzle out because you've run out of those people that you could attract without any kind of risk reversal. So you kind of want to think about like, how do we make it so people can at least try our product without jumping in and paying upfront? Same thing applies with, you know, like info products and different kinds of offers. Think about the risk reversal, like maybe have a guarantee of the money back, you know, warranty. You see this with like manufactured products, right? Like you buy a new car and like manufacturer's warranty, like, you know, and it's like 36 months or some crazy. So because those guys know like, okay, if we want people to trust this product, we gotta reverse the risk for them. You know, and mistake number three, really, you really want to avoid this is, you have no traffic strategy. And this goes back again to just being very intentional. A lot of product launchers are so excited. They finally got the features of the software together and everything is right. And then they just want to launch. Okay. And they jump in, but they have not been intentional. They think launching is the finish line rather than the beginning. And so they haven't really planned like a traffic strategy. And I think a traffic strategy, that's a big, big mistake. Because like, you know, it's easy to overlook, right? Like if you're not a marketer, you're probably not even thinking traffic whilst you're getting your product ready. Like traffic is the last thing on your mind, but that's what's going to kill your campaign and your product launch because you didn't get traffic. You're coming out with a new course. You spent 6 months in the studio. You're recording, you're editing, you're putting everything together. And then when the time comes, you know, no one is lining up to buy. And that's simply because you don't have a traffic strategy. No one has really heard about you. No one is coming to your website to check out this new thing that you've made. And so traffic, you really want to be intentional with that. Like, you know, I would advise, like, look at all kinds of traffic that you can bring to bear in your campaign. So those are the things to avoid, guys. Like, you really want to make sure, like, you avoid those common mistakes that will sink your product launch and keep it from success. Now, you can also grab my Solopreneur Profits Bootcamp to learn how to sell more of your products. The link will be in the description.